Hey guys, I'm Misfit.
And I am Mayhem.
Welcome to the Shit Show, where we dive deep into our emotions and get down to the nitty-gritty of what runs through our minds on a daily basis.
And where we will speak and touch base on how to develop healthy ways to gain confidence and develop simple yet complex ways to raw dog your emotion.
This is Misfit.
And Mayhem go raw.
I hope I leaned off the camera fast enough because I'm pretty sure I spit cookie when it happened. We're good.
We about to call a lot of people out. Anxious attachment uses sex for approval, falls in love easily, and generally mistrusts their partner.
You want to talk about it?
Who wants to talk about it?
No? No? I do.
We gonna talk about it.
Well, I do. Because that one right there.
I don't feel like I ever really use sex for approval, but the falls in love easily and generally mistrusts their partner. I've done a lot of work to get past a lot of that.
Yeah, right, okay.
So I did have that issue.
Have you ever been in your in a relationship situation where they emotionally didn't support you very much, so you seek that physical validation? That can fall underneath that too, though. That's where I'm at with it mentally. I'm like, ouch, that one fits me. Just a little bit.
Oh, Sammy, do we want to have fun with this? Do we really want to call
ourselves? We can both do it.
So, guys, we are starting today on attachment styles and diving deeper into what our attachment styles are. Sammy and I are going to be calling ourselves out in this podcast because there is a quiz that you can take.
And we're both going to take it.
Yep, to tell you what your attachment styles are. On top of that, if you guys do want to follow along at any point or just do some of your own research, we are also getting a lot of information off of attachmentproject.com as they have a lot of different, what's the word I'm looking for? Examples and very good descriptions of each of the attachment styles. So we will be going based off of this along with giving our own input on this as well. Let's start. So, have you noticed repeating patterns in your love life?
That's a complicated question.
And
yes.
What? Yeah, always.
Yes.
So, what is attachment theory? Attachment theory has a long history and has been used as a basis for continuous research. The first step is to get acquainted with the basics and understand the different attachment styles. So, according to psychiatrists and psychoanalyst John Bowlby, one relationship with their parents during childhood has an overreaching influence on their social, intimate relationships, and even relationships at work in the future. So attachment styles affect pretty much a lot of different aspects in your life.
Like everyone.
Pretty much.
Like every single one.
Yep. So in other words, your early relationships with your parents, with your family members, with your friends, sets a stage for how you'll build relationships as an adult as well. So if, depending on your attachment styles, there's also the attachment issues that go along with this. If you are not sure, there are four main attachment styles that we have, which is anxious, avoidant, disorganized, and the one that all of us want to get to, which is secure attachment. Today, we're going to be focusing on the anxious attachment style. Each of these will be in different podcasts, so then we can definitely dive deep and spend some time on each one and not try to rush through it.
Yeah, that way we fully understand which one we're actually at.
Yeah, especially even when it comes to you and I, because we've never taken this test before. So should we start out with taking the test, or should we do that later? Do one now, do one later?
If we start it, yeah, we can do one now and later. Only because if we do one now, we know how to kind of like, I don't want to say self-diagnose because neither me or you can really do that. But maybe they would get a better example on how to go about it. Like they would take the quiz, see where they stand, and then like they would read the article though first. So
I would suggest not reading the article in its entirety before taking the test, because when you are taking a test and you know the answers. Okay, so.
Well, question at hand is who goes first?
Well, so actually, both of us are older than 24, so the age thing is wrong. We're both females. Do we have children? both
I do.
US.
Yes.
And then we are from the US.
Facts.
So, ready for this one, Sammy?
No, but we're doing it anyway.
How do you perceive, actually, so you know what? I lied. I'm going to go through and do both of these at the same exact time, so then we get our answers at the same exact time.
There we go.
Using my brain. So, Sammy, you're the tab number one. I'm tab number two. And we'll do it that way.
Okay.
How do you perceive the following conditions were met by your mother or caregiver in early childhood? Protection.
Like, do I relate to it?
It's a 1 out of 7. So 1 is very rarely. 7 is very frequently.
2.
So Sammy's a 2.
A solid 2.
I'd probably say like a 5. Maybe.
That's where I'm at with it. I'm like, hey, I'm supposed to be telling the truth. It's 2. I wanted to make it a 5, but it is a 2.
Attunement. It was emotionally in tune with how I was feeling, could read my emotions and respond in a way that made me feel like they understood how I felt. That is like a...
It's like what?
Probably like a 3.
I'm going to say mine's like a 2.
Okay, so yours is 2. So, soothing and reassurance. Calmed and soothed me effectively when I became distressed, upset, or overwhelmed.
Can I put 0?
Can we get the 1?
1.
1. Oh man, that's up and down. Expressed delight. Took genuine interest in me and expressed delight in who I was. I felt special and valued by them.
That's 2.
The only times that I'm remembering is like teenage years, because that's everything else I just don't
see. To me, my teenage years is where I lost my mom. So my mom was not there when she was supposed to be.
So encouragement, encouraged exploration and discovery helped me find and express my natural interests and talents. My mom did try with that. So when it came to sports, it was, you can try anything you want to, unless mm-hmm. we obviously didn't have the money because certain things are more expensive. But you had to stay in it until that season was over. You could not quit.
Yeah.
But then you never had to do it again in your life after that.
I don't know. Basketball for me was one of the only ways I was going to make it to school. So my parents were there, but they weren't really there because they wanted to be there, or I was good at it, or that's what I wanted to be doing. It was false support. So it's a 2.
So basic needs provided me with sufficient food and housing and medical care when needed. So that one's
that one's a 7. I'm alive.
Were physically around while I was growing up.
I'm going to say a 4 to a 5 for me. Only because I have 2 different parental figures.
We don't have a 4.5.
Yeah, 4.
Material things. Gave me things that I wanted to have, like toys, bicycles, certain clothes, and computers. For the most part. I mean, I had to work for a lot of stuff.
Same. So we got 1 to 7. What's a midpoint for 7? I'm not allowed to have half 4. Numbers.
4. Support for activities. Took me to activities like music lessons, sports, teams, camps, and or to visit friends. That one I'm going to put very frequently because
same.
They did.
They did take me wherever I wanted to go. That is true.
Next. Oh, man, that was just for the mom. Now it's for under the dads. Daddy issues. I didn't really have
got
too much daddy issues.
Daddy issues. Here we go.
Daddy issues and mommy issues. Fuck, definitely going to attachment
God
issues.
Damn it.
Protection. What did I put for my mom? Because they were about the same.
And the fact that I did the mom first, guys are going to dramatically be able to tell the difference between my parental figures. And I'm sorry for that.
So protection, Sammy. What was your dad for? Very rare. Was emotionally in tune.
My dad was there, but he wasn't very emotionally in tune. I'm going to give him a 3.
Soothing and reassurance.
It's a 1. It's a 1 for me. She said they tried. I can say the same thing, but to be honest with you, mine could have tried a little harder.
Mine really did try. They tried a lot. I feel like a lot of mine had to go with in my undiagnosed ADHD, so I felt completely misunderstood, and I still kind of have that mentality against it, where I did not feel understood. So they tried, but it wasn't in a way that I necessarily comprehend. So it's not that they were necessarily bad parents. It's
I wasn't undiagnosed. I was diagnosed early on with ADHD, so they knew about it and just didn't care.
I was diagnosed with ADHD like 3 months ago.
Told you had it.
Yeah.
I know my people.
Everybody knew that knew me, but it was just something that I was never formally diagnosed with until recently. So express delight. So took genuine interest in me.
That genuine word is really fucking with me.
Are we going to say one or two?
One.
Okay. Encouragement. They tried.
That's a 7.
Oh, I'm just like flying by. Okay, 7. So then basic needs.
2.
So they...
I'm alive.
Food, housing, medical care.
So yeah, 7. I'm alive. I gotta be on. Like, I'll give you that one.
Present. We're physically around while you were growing up.
5.
And then material things. Gave me things I wanted.
5.
I wish I could remember the numbers I put for my mom because they were both like, they were the same. So, support activities.
4.
All right. So, next. Oh, boy. What issues are we going into now?
Oh, no. I done exposed half my dirty laundry.
Oh, we're going back to the mamas.
Oh, fuck. Here we go. Ding, ding. Let's go. What are we doing now?
If this person has passed away, we would like for you to answer these questions with respect to how you felt when they were alive. I talked things over with this person.
1.
Why are you not on the same... Did they mix up our questions? They mix up our fucking
I'm just voice. Sorry. I got super excited to see what mine and your test results mixed together would it end
we
up
literally,
being.
We are literally on the same thing, and our questions fucking changed between both quizzes. So try to take this test twice, and your answers might be different. So yours is, actually, yours is, I find it easy to depend on this person. So
yeah, that's a 1.
This is your mother.
That's a 1. If okay, it could go so under 1, I would put it under 1. Let's be clear.
So these ones are the strongly disagree, disagree, slightly disagree, neutral, slightly agree, agree, and strongly agree.
Okay. Well, then as far this way as you could throw that scale, I'm going to need you to throw it that way.
So mine is I talk things over with this person. Neutral.
She's neutral.
I mean, it's gotten better, so I'm going to flip-flop that. I'm going to put slightly agree, because our relationship...
As a kid, I used to hold them as equals, but now that I'm an adult, and I'm like, nope.
My relationship with them have gotten better since I've been older, and I understand a lot more about my own self than what it was when I was younger. 2 for you. I prefer not to show this person how I feel deep down.
Facts. Strongly agree.
Okay, so mine is, I usually discuss my problems and concerns with this person. No, I don't.
Nope.
I talk
not even a little bit.
I don't talk to my family like that. I'm not super close with them like I used to be when I was younger.
Mine's odd for me because at one point I used to, but now not so much.
See, and my relationships are very weird. So I did not feel valued so much as a child, but my relationships, like physical relationships with them, hanging out with them and stuff and talking to them, I talked to them a lot more back then. But now our relationships are better and like healthier now.
And less often.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
It's weird. It's weird though.
She said it's weird.
So you talk things over with this person.
Me?
Yes.
Very rarely. Strongly, with the statement was I talk things over with him.
Yeah.
Strongly disagree.
Okay. So mine
I'm still
is,
trying to talk to this person about something I did when I was 12.
It helps to turn to this person in time of need. Depends on the situation. Sometimes, yes. Your next one. I often worry that this person doesn't really care for me.
Strongly agree.
Mine is I'm afraid that this person may abandon me. Disagree. I don't feel comfortable opening up to this person.
Me?
Yes.
My mom?
Yes.
Strongly agree. It was I don't feel comfortable, right?
Correct.
Strongly agree.
Mine is, I find it easy to depend on this person. Depends on the situation. Physically, if I was drinking and I needed a ride home, I'd be like, yo, mama.
That's where two different parents come into play.
I'd call my mom over my dad any day. That's just how
I've always been. I'll call my dad over my mom any day.
That's just how I've always been, and I think that's just because of the way that my mom, like, her persona when it came to that. I never thought that she would get angry
at me. Calm, cool, and collected, yeah. She's the... Yeah.
Dad was a little more strict. So I find it easy. I'm going to... I don't like this question. I'm going to put slightly agree.
Because I'm in the in-between on a lot of them.
Because it's situational. It depends on what's going on.
That's a lot of context clues are missing. I'm struggling, so I'm trying to give you my best answer.
I don't like it.
I'm like, what's going on? Like, why am I angry?
I'm afraid that this person may abandon me. This is your question.
Strongly disagree. So I'm not afraid of it.
So I don't feel comfortable opening up to this person.
That's situational.
I used to be insanely closed off, and now I'm just like, I don't give two flying fucks. Do you want to know about my sex life? Here you go.
Yeah, you want to know who I'm fucking? Fucking weird.
I'm fucking
weird. Leave me alone.
I'm just like, here you go. I usually discuss my problems and concerns with this person.
Me?
Yes.
Strongly disagree.
My question, I often worry that this person doesn't really care for me. And now I know she cares about me. She loves me, even though I'm a pain in the ass. Mama, if you ever listen to this, I love you.
If mine ever listens to it, you should probably work on yourself.
I shouldn't laugh at that.
You mad, bro? You should be. What next question?
It helps to turn to this person in time of need.
Is that mine?
Yeah.
One. Okay, now, can we go back to the numbers? They seem less personal.
Oh, no.
I strongly disagree.
The trauma's funny.
It is now to me. Now. Thanks for all the trauma. It made me funny. But, like...
Especially when you have to answer these questions. I'm crying. I'm laughing so hard.
Those are just, how are you going to give me A off and just strongly disagree? Like, I'm going to go to my mom. I don't like you. I strongly disagree with what you just said. Like, what the fuck? I want to be the person that writes these questions.
Like, do you have a secure attachment style, or do you laugh at your trauma too?
To deflect? I deflect. All day, I'll deflect all day.
So, I prefer not to show this person how I feel deep down. Slightly disagree, because I really, like, as a child, no.
She said.
Now, I don't care. I'll tell you anything. Ask me anything. That's how I am with everybody, though. Like, I'm not that closed off kind of person where I'm just like, do you want to know if I feel like I don't want to be here? Because I'll tell you. I'm not going to do anything stupid, but I'll tell you if I feel like I don't want to be here.
Yeah, I'm the same type of person where I was like, you wouldn't have to, you'd know.
You'd know. So, 9, here's your last question for mommy.
Come on. What is it?
I worry that this person won't care about me as much as I care about him or her.
Oh, that's strongly agree. But if there's one above strongly agree, I'd like to select that one.
So, and mine's the same. No, I know she cares. Like I said, our relationship got a lot stronger once I got older. Daddy issues! Here we go.
Them motherfuckers.
I'm afraid that this person may abandon me.
Is that mine?
Yes.
I'm middle on that one.
It helps to turn to this person in times of needs. Depends on the situation.
What's going on?
I need to know what the situation is.
You're never going to forget it now. I said context clues are important. I made a big old joke about it. They're important.
Yep. If you guys don't pay attention to context, I don't know how y'all live your life. Please give me answers.
An instruction manual.
Yes. Aren't we giving them an instruction manual?
Something like that. Touche. We're open to feedback.
Yes. We very much so. So yours is, I don't feel comfortable opening up to this person.
That's a 5. So, like, strongly agree.
Mine is, I find it easy to depend on this person. Agree.
God damn it, you give her all the easy ones.
They're just mixed up. You got the same questions.
I'm just being an asshole.
Yours says, I find it easy to depend on this person.
I strongly agree. I see what you just did there. Website, I get it.
I worry that this person won't care about me as much as I care about him or her. Eh, I disagree with that. And then for you, I often worry that this person doesn't really care for me.
Agree.
I talk things over with this person. Neutral. Depends on the situation. It helps to turn to this person in time of need.
Agree.
I'd prefer not to show this person how I feel deep down. Meh, what did I put for my mom? Because it's about the same. Did I put neutral? I think I put neutral.
You were neutral.
I'm going to put neutral again. Gosh, this is so uncomfortable.
For me, a lot.
This is so uncomfortable. But, see, this is a part of the healing process, so I'll point this out now. Sammy and I are insanely uncomfortable right now, especially sharing this out loud to you guys. It's uncomfortable for us in general because this is, like, forcing us to think about these things and actually putting a number to it, which helps tremendously in the healing process. But you have to be uncomfortable in order to move past it and know what you need to know.
And you have to be honest with yourself.
Yes.
That's the hardest part. That's the starting stop. That's why I wanted to do the quiz.
Yeah. So I am insanely uncomfortable.
Me too. I can't sit still and I keep panicking. Like I'm munching on things because you can't, like,
That's why I'm laughing, and, like, obviously if you guys are listening to the podcast, you cannot see me, but I am all...
No. She's all kinds of deflecting answers. She's like, oh, situation. What's the context?
Alana, for you, I usually discuss my problems and concerns with this person.
Agree.
Me, I'm afraid that this person may abandon me. Nope. Nope, I'm not. You, I worry this person won't care about me as much as I care about them.
That's an agree. Strongly agree.
Me, I often worry that this person doesn't really care about me. Strongly disagree. You, I talk things over with this person.
Agree.
You. Oh, wait. Just kidding. Me. I usually discuss my problems and concerns with this person. Not really. You, I prefer not to show this person how I feel deep down.
That's a strongly agree. About him or just like in general?
In general.
Yeah, that's a strongly disagree.
And then my last question, I don't feel comfortable opening up to this person. It's depending on the situation. So next, do we have more questions? Or is that the end of it? Partner. Oh, shit.
And this is where the fucking shoe drops.
This is where your and my answers, I think, are going to be the exact opposite.
Polar.
Yes.
Fucking polar.
Question number one for you. I prefer not to show this person how I feel deep down.
Yeah, see, that's situational, but because I have to answer in numbers.
No, you can't. There's a neutral.
Is there a neutral?
Mine is, I worry that this person won't care about me okay, that one I...
Like, I have that insecurity, but it's because of lack of interest at the other party. I'm not, like, withholding it. I would share it if it was interested in... That makes sense.
Most of you guys might know, some of you guys might not know, is that I am in a relationship and have been for a few months. So I will also be answering these same questions. Don't get too overly excited, please.
Save your comments. Yes. Please no pictures.
Save your comments. No need to post anything on social media. I'd rather keep my relationship private, which is why we choose not to post all over social media accounts. So if you guys are here with us, keep it to yourselves. If somebody asks, you can give them an answer, but no need to blurt it out to every single person you come across.
And then we personally, individually, normally don't talk. I want to point that out. Talk about the personal tidbits of our lives. We normally take the names and the personal situation that attaches it to the other party out of it, so they don't hold any emotional obligation to what we're feeling. We cannot do that doing this quiz. So please do not take any of these answers and make them malicious. Don't do it. Okay. Just don't. Just don't do it.
For our sake and yours.
I'm here for a reason. I'm going to say.
So I worry that this person won't care about me as much as I care about them. This is an insecurity of mine that I am constantly fucking working on. It's definitely a struggle in the mind. And they are very well aware of that, too. But yeah,
what
I
was
definitely
the question?
Agree. I worry that this person won't care about me as much as I care about them.
That's an agree. But again, mine knows about it as well. We're working, like, but yes,
working
I agree.
On it. Working on it. So my second question, because that was actually your second question. So my second question, it helps to turn this person in times of need. Strongly agree. Your next one. I talk things over with this person.
Successfully? Does it count if I try?
There's no context. It just says I talk things over with this person.
I need context clues. This isn't fair. Neutral.
So in good, I was going to say, in good and bad situations.
Neutral.
Mine is, I usually discuss my problems and concerns with this person. Strongly agree. I don't feel comfortable opening up to this person.
Neutral.
We should not be laughing. I don't feel comfortable opening up to this person. Strongly disagree.
As I knew it would go.
I often worry that this person doesn't really care for me.
Neutral.
You're going to be all sorts of neutral, aren't you? I prefer not to show this person how I feel deep down. That strongly disagree.
Like, you. I want to. Like, for instance, that question, I want to. I don't think dude wants to listen, so I'm fucking neutral.
You. I usually discuss my problems and concerns with this person.
That's neutral. I do. But does he care? I don't know. Neutral.
I talk things over with this person. Strongly agree. I find it easy to depend on this person.
Neutral. I feel like a horrible person.
You're not a horrible person. It's answering them honestly. Because if you fuck with your answers, you may
get
a wrong
miss
answer.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm scared about. So we telling the truth.
So I'm afraid that this person may abandon me. So that's an agree on my part. Not anything that he does bad, but again, insecurities. They get to me too. Just because I am more secure than what I once was doesn't mean the insecurities don't pop up.
And I can say that. Some of mine, my half in, half out answers might be because of my own securities.
It could be.
A little bit.
Very well. But this will also answer your next question. I'm afraid that this person may abandon me.
Agree. That's all on me. Agree. 100% agree. Strongly agree. 100% on me.
So my next one is, I find it easy to depend on this person. That is strongly agree. Always there. Good man. And then you, it helps to turn to this person in times of need.
Neutral. Sometimes it is. Sometimes it doesn't help.
And then I often worry that this person doesn't really care for me. That's a disagree. Okay, so are we done with all questions? That's a lot of fucking questions, bro.
Right.
General, nope, we ain't done yet.
I was about to say, I just felt made a really bad joke. I was like, I was waiting for you to ask me what my blood type was. And then you said general.
So this one might actually be just this is kind of getting into the deep side of attachment issues. So okay. Just a quiz alone. So the first attachment style, which I believe is the anxious one.
Right.
I think we're going to actually go based off of what ours are.
There you go. We'll address our own and then.
Yes. So this will be addressing our own. And then the next one will be going into the actual attachment style. Because this, we are 80% way through the quiz.
We're almost there, guys.
Almost there. Hold tight with us. Because at the end, you'll find out what our attachment styles are, too.
Which I don't want to know.
I do, but I don't.
I don't either.
It's uncomfortable. But if we can be uncomfortable and you guys really want to know the answers to what you guys are going through, you're going to have to put yourself in uncomfortable situations to get the answers that you need to move forward.
The only way out of it is to go through it.
And I will preach that. You have to be uncomfortable in order to heal. It sucks and it hurts and it's hard as fuck, but you have to be uncomfortable.
And it's worth it.
100% facts. Coming from a girl that had a restraining order and ended up living on her dad's couch for 3 months to an apartment. And even in the most overwhelming times of my life, I still do not feel the way that I once did.
Nope.
When the things that I deal with now are the same things I dealt with 3 years ago, and I would not be able to handle them 3 years ago.
I can say the same. Would have handled a whole bunch of things that I've recently gone through way differently. So it's working.
And if you ever feel like you're stuck in that circle of why do I keep going through this, even when you are on your healing journey, not all of those are meant to hurt you. Some of those are meant to show you guys how far you've come. Because if you've been through that situation before, look at the way you reacted the first time or first couple times you've been through it. Look at how you reacted back then versus how you react now. There's a difference, as long as you're healing yourself. So don't forget that. So general questions. It helps to turn to people in times of need.
Strongly agree.
Mine is, I worry that others won't care about me as much as I care about them. It really depends. I'm going to put disagree. It really depends on the person. I mean, I know that I care hard and I care deeply and I love deep. And I know that it's not always reciprocated and I don't expect it to be.
Yeah. My own self standard and my own. Yeah, that's a fair comment.
Your second one. I don't feel comfortable opening up to others.
Neutral. Depends on the person.
I just got that same question, so I'm going to put neutral because it depends on the people. I find it easy to depend on others.
Neutral. Depends on the person.
I prefer not to show others how I feel deep down.
I'm always neutral. Myself.
Yeah, it's neutral at the same time. Certain things that I know that I have to go through alone or I need somebody to physically be there for me versus be there on the phone with me, I don't put my energy into telling them what I'm going through if I know that it's not something that can help me. And it's nothing against those other people. And I've had this recently. It's nothing against anybody else. It's just sometimes phone calls aren't enough. I know that people love and care about me very deeply. But if those phone calls aren't enough, it's going to make me more upset talking about it than it would be to keep it to myself.
I'm the same way, only because then I start feeling like a bad friend, like because then I can't deliver.
Right.
It makes me feel bad.
It's very situational for me.
Very situational.
So I usually discuss my problems and concerns with others. So we kind of just went over that.
Yeah, but here with, I don't know, for me here recently, I didn't always, like I used to, branch out and talk to a lot of people and come to my own conclusion. Like I'll take a rough estimate of like what I'm going through and I'll take myself out of situation, come to you as a friend, just be like, hey, what would you do? And I'll come to my own opinion after. But as I've gotten older and trust secure insecurities, I've learned to keep my circle small. So I do communicate with people, but I only communicate with certain people. So that's a neutral.
Yeah, it depends on the people.
All depends on the situation.
I got hiccups.
Don't die.
It helps to turn to people. Did I not answer that question? Did I not put it in there? No, I did. It helps to turn to people in times of need. That one's neutral for me because it depends on the situation.
Sometimes it does. Sometimes it doesn't.
Right. So yours, I'm afraid that other people may abandon me.
I don't know. I don't like the word abandon. It's a different emotion. But at the end of the day, it's not, which makes it hard to shoot. Yeah.
Different descriptive word. One kind of has a harsher meaning, even though it's the same meaning. It's kind of like saying you're a jerk versus you're an asshole.
Exactly. One just hits different.
Yeah. Same description.
Neutral. Because it's situational for me. This one's really hard because everything's situational for me.
It is. See, me, when it comes to people abandoning me or leaving me, I'm not scared of it.
That's what I mean by, like, I think about it and it bothers me, but I'm not scared of it. So it's right.
I'm not scared of it because I have, like, I used to be fucking terrified of it. I am not scared of it because I have the mentality that not everybody is supposed to stay in your life for a lifetime. Some people are only there for a season. And as much as that sucks, if they're only there for a season, you guys were meant to learn something from each other. And if they are eventually meant to be back in your life, they will be back in your life at the time that it's supposed to be. But I don't hold on to the idea that they're going to come back.
Yeah.
One of the girls that I used to be really close friends with, good example. I was friends with her for 10 years. Best friends, the person I would go to for anything. We had a couple different tiffs here and there, but always stuck it out for 10 years. We had one conversation that was all miscommunication, and we stopped being friends. It hurt like a fucking bitch.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't scared of it. I wasn't scared of that happening.
It just sucked to go through it.
Yeah. Then it's not something that I was constantly holding on to. I reflected on that. I did my part in the miscommunication and everything along those lines. Later on in life, I ended up messaging her and I was like, hey, I hope you're doing really good. I'm sorry for the things that had happened in the past, for anything that may have upset you. If I had hurt you in any way, shape, or form, I take full accountability for whatever I did. And I'm sorry. If you choose that you want to be friends again, that would be awesome. But if not, at least I got this off my chest. She wrote me back, I want to say it was like a month later, and she's like, I'm sorry I never responded, but I didn't know what to say. I was like, that's fine. Like I said, I just want to get it off my chest. Read it. Never heard anything back from her. Over a year later that she messaged me and asked me if we wanted to hang out and catch up. So when I say that you never know what can happen when you let go of somebody, you don't. And there's a lot of things that you two need to go through separately in order for that chance for you guys to come back together. And that's in friendships, families, and relationships all the way around. When they say, if you love them, let them go. If they come back, it was meant to be. If not, then it never was. I stand by that, and I will forever stand by that. And one of the other things that I tend to tell people, it started with one of my other friends that just happened to be doing photography. How did that one go? Like any artist, really, if you're working on a masterpiece, you have to back up to see the full picture in order to change the things that you need to, in order to make it better.
That's a real statement. That's a deep statement.
If a photographer is editing photos and something doesn't look right, back up.
That's all artists.
Yeah. Whether it's our content that we do on TikTok, the drawings, photography, any of it.
Painting, music.
There is nothing wrong with stepping back in order to fix what you need to fix. And sometimes you have to start over. But that doesn't mean the whole picture changes.
Nope, just the focal point.
There you go. Think about that, guys. So, I talk things over with people. That's neutral for me.
Depends. I try. It doesn't always go well.
Depends on the situation.
It does. Because it really depends on the receiving party.
I mean, I could actually... So, if we're talking, like, if we're in an argument and things need to be talked out, like, I'm going to talk it out. I'm going to put slightly agree because 90% of the time is I do end up talking about these things.
Somehow, shape, or form, yeah, I feel
not
that.
Not with everybody, but
somewhere.
With the person that needs to be talked about with as I talk about it. Yours is the next question. I talk things over with people.
I try.
Is that neutral?
Yeah, I try. It just doesn't go over well, which could be a me issue. I'm sitting here for a reason. I might be shit at communicating with people.
It takes time. So my question, I often worry that others do not really care for me. I agree with that one.
She's like,
Insecurity. I prefer not to show others how I feel deep down.
Facts. Loud facts. Big loud facts. If I don't have to tell you anything about me, like if you just wanted to be my friend and not know anything about my past or anything I've gone through, I would move on forward. I'd never be like, hey, you want to talk about me? I'm not that person.
Yeah, see, I don't always, if it comes up in conversation, it's one thing. Mm-hmm. When you're meeting new people, so what, who are you?
Exactly. Who the fuck sent you? Where are you from?
You'll know once you get to know me over time who the fuck I am. Like, what do you want me to tell you?
So that's what type of person I am. So when I answer those questions, I have to answer it that way because it's like...
I'm like, do some phone calls with me, hang out with me, text me, get to know me. That's how you're going to find out who I am. I could tell you a bunch of fucking lies. I could sit there and tell you that I'm a multimillionaire fucking lawyer that's big name known, but I go by some fake name because I don't want people to know actually who I am. Obviously, blatant fucking lie there, but I can tell you anything.
Exactly. So that's situational for me because I do, but I don't.
Right. It depends on the situation.
So I'm neutral.
So my question is, I'm afraid that other people may abandon me. We just went over this. I disagree with that because I don't have a fear of
being alone.
I used to. It took me being alone for 2 years.
I still don't like being alone, dude.
To be happy with being alone.
To be completely alone, I hate being in my head. You leave me alone. That's exactly where I'm going, is up top.
See, but I need to get there because I have the infatuation and the fixation on fixing myself. But
I'm better equipped now when I'm running around up there. But, like, at the beginning, it was scary to know that you feel like that. It sucks.
It's terrifying. But once you get the hang of it, once you get used to it, and once you get over the initial hill of being uncomfortable,
yeah,
it gets a lot easier.
Admitting like, that I was vulnerable was harder than admitting what you just said. Me admitting that I was vulnerable, that's how you hurt me. If you were anybody, that's basically what I'm doing. And that's why I want to share it with you guys, because every person has the same blueprint. So if you can learn what that blueprint is for you, you won't mistreat others. You won't project. You'll know when they're projecting. First step. Healthy, good first step. Here for it.
Yes. So your next question. I often worry that other people do not really care for me.
Dude, I don't want to be that guy, but that's neutral.
I want to be that guy. All right. So I find it easy to depend on others. Ew, that's neutral. I don't necessarily depend on others because I don't want to be let down. So actually, no.
Yep.
It depends on how you look at that word, because I don't have the expectation that people will come when I call.
That is why I'm struggling with that word.
I'm going to leave that one as neutral, because that really all depends on the mindset of how you want to take that. I do not have expectations. I have standards.
And there is a difference.
Yes.
That's why I said I didn't like how those were worded, because it makes it seem like I'm scared of you dipping.
But that's probably why they put it in there the way that they do.
Yeah.
Because then they have your next question where it says, I worry that others won't care about me as much as I care about them. Simple, blatant statement.
Mm-hmm.
And what's your answer?
My answer?
Yes.
Neutral.
Fucking Sammy.
It's so, right. I'm so on the pot, off the pot with some of the people in my fucking everyday life, bro. You're lucky the shit's not lower than neutral.
Right. So mine is, I usually discuss my problems and concerns with other. That's a neutral. That's a neutral thing for me.
I have my people I discuss things with, and that's all I'm going to say.
Really? Oh, so Sammy, you are dismissive and avoidant.
So that is not the one that I thought I was.
It's probably like the love languages. You and I can go deeper into it on the side level. Yeah. It's probably like the love languages where you have all of them. It just depends on which ones
are prominent. Okay.
Yes. So mine.
My prominent one is dismissive.
Which I already knew. Because I'm also avoidant. Dismissive and avoidant.
Oh, go fucking figure. We are from two different worlds and
yeah,
pretty
look
much
at,
the same.
Look at the questions in the very beginning of how the parents were completely different from each other. How the relationships are completely different from each other. And we have the same attachment style. So when somebody sits there and says, you don't know what I've been through. You don't know what my life looks like. Let
you
me
have
tell
no
you,
idea.
We come from two different worlds, but we are very similar people, and this legitimately fucking proves it.
Out loud.
This whole thing proves it. To give you guys more of an idea of what dismissive avoidant is, let me scroll down. We're not disorganized. So we ain't there yet, Sammy. We got to get to secure. This is another thing. Yes, we do this podcast to help you guys out, but we also do this to help ourselves out.
At the end of the day, I hope you guys can get help from this, but I'm healing out loud because I don't know how to do some of this.
Right. Same here. So there's a lot of different quizzes to help get you started on your healing journey. If you guys have any questions on different quizzes that you can take, because there's the love language quiz, there's the attachment style quiz, there is actually one of how you handle apologies. That's actually on the Five Love Languages website as well, where you can figure out what type of apology that you would accept. There are different kinds.
This might help.
So I told you earlier, Sammy, that me and my other half, we have the same love languages, which makes our life very easy at that point. But if one of us makes a mistake and has to apologize for something, the way that we accept apologies is different, which is something that is needed to know. Because if I just come to you and I'm like, I'm sorry, that works for some people. That's fine for some people. Other people need you to show them that you're sorry. Some people need you to actually take accountability, but you don't necessarily need to show anything. As long as you take accountability, then you're fine.
Sometimes that's the only thing they want.
Right. So when it comes down to these different things of how much you really want to know about you and you don't know where to start with some of these quizzes. It's some of the simplest information This quiz is super uncomfortable to take, but you need to be honest. And Sammy and I are sitting here today being insanely honest and insanely uncomfortable.
I got all my insecurities out in front of my desk and I'm very uncomfortable.
Same. And that's why, even though you guys can't necessarily see us because it's the podcast, you obviously can't see our reactions. We are moving around like motherfuckers. Okay. We were laughing at traumas that were going through our brains, even if they weren't said out loud. We were definitely using some different techniques to avoid.
Deflection.
Yes. That also goes into we avoid the situation. We're avoidant. We have an avoidant attachment style. So going back to this.
Makes sense.
Makes sense. So going back to this. The dismissing/avoidant attachment type would often perceive themselves as a lone wolf, strong, independent, and self-sufficient, not necessarily in terms of physical contact, but rather on an emotional level. These people have high self-esteem, not always, and a positive view on themselves.
Not always. I actually struggle with that.
Yeah. Not as much as what I used to, but I do.
I am getting better at it.
The dismissing avoidant type tend to believe that they don't have to be in a relationship to feel complete. Okay, guys. I don't like it.
I'm need you to stop busting shots. Okay?
They do not want to depend on others, have others depend on them, or seek support and approval in social bonds. Adults with the attachment style generally avoid emotional closeness. They also tend to hide or suppress their feelings when faced with potentially emotional dense situations, which is why this whole quiz that we just took made us so uncomfortable.
In itself, our attachment style is why we didn't want to do the quiz. If that's not irony, I don't know what is.
Let's just have a whole podcast of us just straight calling ourselves out in one shot.
And then the quiz made it worse because it was like, yeah, trump card.
Hey, Sammy, how's your mommy daddy issues going?
Fucking great. Eat it. Never mind. What? I'm fine. Neutral. We're fucking neutral.
Why? You're avoiding because I don't want to answer it. I'm just going to say neutral. See you, bye.
The fucking survey's like, eh. Fucking and, dismissive bitch.
And survey says I'm calling you out today.
Yeah, I heard you. Take serious the survey serious next time.
Fuck. And they switched up the questions on you. We saw that one too because we were taking them at the same time and they did not ask the same questions for both of us.
And we still came out with the same response. Yeah. Yep.
All right, guys, this is the end of this one. We will go more deeper into the attachment styles. I think what we will actually do is start with our lovely avoidant, since we already decided to call ourselves out. Anyway, the next one that you will hear from us will be about avoidant attachment styles. I hope y'all have a good night. Reflect on your shit.
Peace out, Girl Scout.
And again, you should probably work on yourself. And you mad, bro, you should be. Hashtag snack time. If you remember from the last podcast. See you guys. Love you.
Bye. Love you guys.